This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some of you will hear our next story and say, ugh, are you kidding me? Others will say, why didn't I think of that? If, in fact, the law of supply and demand rules, how come we don't pay extra for a reservation at a hot restaurant? Well, several companies and many restaurants are figuring this out, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
The Eddy is a tiny place. There's only 30 seats in its Manhattan dining room. It's the kind of place where they manage to make tater tots feel fancy, wrapped in bacon and topped with English pea puree. And its reservations tend to book up.
Thank you for calling the Eddy. We are located.
On a recent Thursday, I called looking for a table for two on a Saturday night. All they had was 6:45. But when I opened up an app called Resy, there was a table for two at 8:30. The catch? The reservation cost $10.
Maybe we'll see $4 or $5 of that.
Jason Soloway owns the Eddy. He joined Resy to see if it brings in new customers and new revenue. He sets aside a table or two at peak hours for them to sell.
But the risk is we have to hold that table for them up until, you know, usually it's 6 o'clock, the day of the reservation.
And if it doesn't sell, then he scrambles to fill the table or lose money. But Resy's not the only app selling reservations at the Eddy. Unbeknownst to Jason, it's also on Shout, which is a marketplace for lots of different things, including reservations. I open the app on my phone and show Jason a booking someone made at the Eddy that they're now selling on the app. It's one of many at lots of different restaurants from the same seller.
So this is a business for her.
Jason hops up and pulls up the reservation in his booking system, and he just sort of stares at it.
I need to do more research, but my instant reaction is I don't like it at all. I know how much work it takes to put every dish out on the plate and do it well and have the food right.
It's entirely peer-to-peer.
That's Zachariah Ritano, one of Shout's founders. He says some users are just looking to sell a reservation they made but now can't use. Others?
People sort of, the power sellers see themselves as personal concierges.
The same way powerful execs might have their assistants book reservations for them. For a few bucks, so can you. Zachariah says if restaurants don't want to be on the platform, they won't take them off, but they'll let users know that they're going against the restaurant's wishes. And they'll ban buyers who no-show.
Because we really don't want to facilitate new types of exchange that hurt other people's businesses.
Zachariah says there's a market here. People are willing to pay for these reservations. But that booking at the Eddy, it didn't sell. It was canceled just before the time of the reservation. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.